So let's get started. We are going to talk about Python today. So Python is a programming language. Why is Python becoming one of the most popular programming languages? Probably because it's very simple and it's very close to English. So a lot of times when you write code in Python, you might feel like you're writing, you know, you're just expressing yourself in English. So it's not as cryptic as most of the other programming languages. So we'll get started by first installing Python. Is anyone over here not using Windows?
I'm using Mac.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, awesome. So let's get started by installing Python. I know like few of you already have Python installed. I think Marcy and Mila said they already have it. Did rest of you receive a link from Cheryl to download Python, or you want the link right now?
I don't think I have it.
So for those of you who think you have it or are not sure, can we open command prompt? I can share my screen actually.
Windows R, run dialog.
So I'm escape. So first desktop. Thing what you do is hit Windows key plus R.
Windows R, run dialog. Type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and window
and
will open.
And then type cmd.exe. So that helps you open the command prompt.
Enter. Desktop folder view list view not so. Folder view list view not c colon backslash windows backslash system 32 backslash cmd.exe command prompt.
So now I'm on the command prompt window.
C colon back.
I'm going to type
P-Y-T-H-O-N
Python
space
dash
dash
hyphen hyphen dash dash version.
P-E-R-S-I-N.
So that will tell me what Python version do I have.
Enter Python 3.10.5 C colon back.
So I have Python 3.10.5. It's okay if you have any other versions of Python as long as it's 3 point something.
From data aber from left parent accessibility partner right parent to everyone.
So can you try doing the exact same thing? Just hit Windows R, type cmd.exe and check what version of Python do you have.
I'm trying to install it here and then the installer is saying, I just opened it and it's saying install now, custom install. And
go for custom install.
Okay, and then there's also a checkbox that says add Python to
environment variable. Yeah.
It says I add Python to path.
Yeah. Just select that.
All right, and then custom install.
Yes. So if you're installing, you need to do add Python to path or add Python to environment variable, depending on what you see, and go for the custom install. That's where you might see the option to add Python to environment variable. And then just hit install and it should be pretty quick. Let me share my screen again. Okay.
Tab switching, C colon backslash windows, C colon back, greater.
So here I am on the command prompt. Now, the first thing we'll do is we'll create a folder for ourselves for this class, like where we're going to store all our Python programs. So let's just go to wherever you want to create your folder. If you want to do it in C drive, then so here's what I'm gonna do.
CD.
I'm gonna say so CD space. Is a command which helps you change directories on the command line. So you say CD and then you say C colon backslash. So that
enter C colon backslash greater.
That brings you to the C drive. Then you would again
CD.
Do if you want to go into any other folder, for me, I'm going into a folder called
P-E-R-S-O-N-A-L, enter, C colon backslash personal greater.
And then, if, or say maybe you just want to create a directory right at C drive, then you don't need to CD into any other directory. And now this is where I want to create a folder for this class. So I would say
M-K-D-I-R.
It's mkdir, which means make directory. and we'll type the name that we want to give to our folder. Let's call it My Programs.
My underline PRGRAMS.
Okay.
Enter C:\ personal greater.
So it went through and I have a directory called My Programs now. So I will again change into that.
CD space M Y.
So you can actually like type the first few letters and hit tab.
My underline programs.
So it fills up the rest of it.
Enter C:\ personal / my underline programs greater.
So now I'm into the My Programs directory. Can all of you do that? Like just create a folder for yourself and feel free to do it from the UI too, but you just need to get there from the command line through by doing CD. Okay, so now let's understand a little bit about how Python programs actually work. So Python is an interpreted language. What I mean by that is when you write Python programs, you basically run them line by line. So as soon as there's an error somewhere in your program, your program is going to stop running. So that's what you mean by an interpreted programming language, as opposed to some other languages which are compiled languages where you write a program and you basically have to compile it. That is, you have to make sure that there are no errors throughout the program, and only then you can run it. Like when you compile it, it converts into some intermediate language, like some machine language which your computer can understand, and then you're able to run it. Whereas with Python, it's interpreted. So line by line, it interprets and runs the code. So that's basically a huge difference between Python and any other programming language. What we can do with Python, we can do a lot of things. So Python is used for anything from building desktop applications, building scripts to do things. You can even write your own web server in Python. So if you're building a website, you can do the whole server part of it in Python. Python is very popular today in data science. So basically you can do a lot of data, mathematics, machine learning, artificial intelligence, these things with Python. So it's a language which can pretty much do everything that a lot of other languages do individually. And with that, let's see how does a Python code line look like. So we are going to run a few things on the Python interpreter. So you start your Python interpreter by just typing Python on the command prompt.
P-Y-T-H-O-N. Enter Python 3.10.5 left parent hack / V3.10.5:F300.
So it will open Python interpreter. And if you just do JAWS key plus up arrow, you'll hear this.
Greater, greater, greater.
You'll hear the greater, 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 which means you're at the Python interpreter prompt. And then I'm going to type a print statement. A print statement is used to output whatever you put within the print statement. So what do I mean by that? I would write print.
R-I-N-T.
And then open a bracket.
Left parent.
And then I would say,
quote.
In double quotes, I would say,
H-E-L-L-O-R-L-D, quote. Greater, 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 right parent.
And then I close the bracket. So it's
greater, 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 print left parent, quote, hello world, quote, right parent.
So I've written hello world. So when I execute this line, the output that I should get is whatever I have passed between the double quotes, like whatever I gave as input to the print statement, that's going to be my output. So I'll just hit enter.
Enter, hello world, greater, greater, greater.
So if you see, it kind of give me an output called hello world. And then again, it's back at the interpreter. So interpreter works one line at a time. Is everyone familiar how to read output on a command line with JAWS or NVDA. Like right now, if I want to go back to the output, I would just move to JAWS cursor.
Root JAWS to PC. Hello world.
Like root JAWS to PC. What I did is I pressed JAWS key. I'm on my laptop, so I hit JAWS key plus the left bracket. And here I am.
Greater.
And then I'm just hitting up arrow and I'm able to read the entire command prompt window.
PC cursor.
Is everyone using JAWS or someone's using NVDA?
Somebody's using Zoom Text. So
yeah.
What does that mean?
So Zoom Text means just magnification. So then I believe they should be able to see the output. So we just saw how to work with the interpreter. Let's get out of the interpreter and actually write our own Python program in our text editor. So I'm just going to get out of the interpreter. You do that by typing quit.
Q-U-I-T.
Quit, and then bracket open close.
Left paren, right paren. Enter C colon backslash personal backslash my underlined programs greater.
So I'm back to command prompt from the interpreter. Now, you know, let's open Notepad and create our own Python program. I'm going to do it from command line, but you can totally do this the old way, like just open Notepad and save the file in your folder. Since I'm already in the folder over here, I'm just going to say
Notepad. Period exe.
I'm gonna say notepad.exe
space
and say
my
first program.
FIRSTPROGRAM.
And then the special thing about Python is you need to save your program with a special extension called .py, which means this is a Python program.
Period.
So I'm gonna say .py.
Enter C colon backslash personal backslash my underlined programs greater untitled-notepad, no yes button.
And then Notepad is going to say that, oh, this file doesn't exist. So I'm just going to hit yes.
Enter. My first program dash notepad text editor edit.
And now I am in Notepad where I'm going to write my first program. I could have opened Notepad and saved it as my first program.py in my folder. So that could be another way to do this. Make sense, everyone? Please interrupt me if there are questions. So again, now I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to write the exact same thing that we wrote on the interpreter.
P.
I'm going to say print.
R-I-N-T. Left parent quote. H-E-L-L-O. Space. Double O-L-L-R-L-D. Quote. Right parent. Print left parent quote. Hello world quote. Right parent.
Okay. So I just wrote the exact same thing. I'm going to save it.
Control S.
By hitting Control S. I'm going to go back to the command prompt. I'm going to hit Alt Tab.
C colon backslash windows backslash system 32 backslash cmd.x command prompt.
Okay. And then I'm going to say Python. This is how you run your Python program. So you're going to say
P-Y-T-A-O-N.
Python space.
Space.
The name of your program. So the name of my program is my first program.
M-Y-F.
So
M-Y-F.
I'm just going to say M-Y-F and then hit tab.
My first program.py.
So it kind of fetched the whole name. And I'm going to hit enter.
Enter hello world. C colon backslash personal backslash
so
my underline.
It gave me the output as hello world.
So what happens after you save it?
After you save it, can you go back to command prompt? Okay, everyone. So we're going to do the whole thing again.
C colon. Enter.
I'm going to close my command prompt. Okay, now everyone open command prompt. We are going to do Windows R.
Windows R. Zoom.
Come on, let me mute you guys.
Set button. Return to the button. Space.
Okay, everyone, Windows R, then type cmd.exe.
cmd.x1 of 26.
And then hit enter.
Enter. Desktop folder view list view. Not C colon backslash.
And please stop me if you're not able to follow with me. Okay. I'm hoping everyone is on CMD right now. And now I'm going to use the change directory command, which is CD.
CD.
Hit space.
Space.
Go to desktop. So I'm going to say DESKTOP.
Enter. C:\\users\\desktop\.
Now I am in the desktop directory. I'm going to create a folder. To create a folder, there's a command called mkdir.
Mkdir space.
Mkdir space, the name of the folder. So you can call it anything. I'm going to call it my programs.
P-R-O-G-R-A-M-S.
And hit enter.
Enter C:\\users\\addition\.
And then I'm going to again change my directory into this new folder that I just created.
CD space.
So I'm going to say CD.
MYPROGRAMS.
My programs.
Enter C:\\users\\addition\\desktop\.
Okay. Can everyone do this much and report back as soon as you're done?
C:\\users\\addition\\desktop\.
Okay. Now, since we are in the directory, we'll first see how to use the Python interpreter. So we are going to say Python.
P-Y-T-H-O-N. Enter. Python 3.10.5 left parent.
And hit enter. So that will bring you to the Python interpreter. Okay. Now let's type the first line of Python. So we'll say, we'll use the print statement, which is used to output a string on the screen. So what we are trying to do is we are trying to print a message called hello world. So I'm going to type that.
P-R-I-N-T.
So print, then left parent, which is the left bracket open.
Left parent.
Then in double quotes,
quote,
your message. So my message is hello world.
H-E-L-L-O space W-O-R-L-D quote.
And then right parent, so bracket close.
Right parent.
And then hit enter.
Enter, hello world, greater.
So it says hello world. So it gave me an output called hello world. Can everyone do that? So it's
greater home.
Now let's get out of the command, this interpreter. So you can either do it by typing quit left parent, right parent. Or Marzi found a new way to do it, which is Control-Z.
Control-Z.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me. I guess we can just do quit. So yeah. Just type quit.
U-I-T.
Quit, bracket open, close. So
left parent.
Left parent, oh, right parent. And hit enter.
Enter. C:\\users\\addition\. I-T.
Okay, now let's create a Python file. So this was what we did in the interpreter, but maybe we want to write our own Python programs and, you know, store them, because otherwise you lose everything that you had typed on the interpreter every time you quit. So what we need to do is we need to create a Python program file. And these are nothing but your simple text files, but with an extension of .py. So the command line way of doing it is type notepad.exe.
N-O-T-E-P-A-D-E-E space.
And then name of your file. So for me, that's going to be hello.py.
H-E-L-L-O period P-Y.
Okay, and I'm going to hit enter.
Enter C:\\users\.
Notepad is going to give me a warning saying that this file doesn't exist.
Pop-up, notepad, cannot find the hello.py file. Do you want to create a new file? Yes button, no button,
so
cancel.
I'm going to say yes.
Yes button, enter. Hello-notepad, text.
And then I'm in the file. And here, I'm again going to type the same statement that we typed on the interpreter.
P-R-I-N-T, left parent, quote. H-E-L-L-O, space, W-O-R-L-D, quote, right parent.
Okay, I'm going to save it.
Control-S.
By hitting Control S, I'm going to go back to my command prompt by hitting Alt Tab.
Special offer upgrade to pro. Task switching, meeting controls. Hello dash zoom. C:\\slash.
Okay. I'm back on command prompt.
C:\\users\\addition\\desktop\.
And I'm going to say, this is how you run your Python programs. You're going to say Python.
P-Y-T-H-O-N.
Space. Your file name. So my file name was hello.py.
H-E-L-L-O period P-Y.
And then I'm going to hit enter.
Enter hello world C:\\slash.
And it gives me the same output here without being in the interpreter. So can everyone do that? Okay, so for everyone, to go back, if you by mistake enter into a wrong directory, you can say cd space dot dot.
cd, period, period.
Enter.
Enter, sql, backslash, user, backslash, operator.
So everyone, it's case sensitive. So you have to make sure you use lowercase for all the commands. Let's learn about variables. So variable in Python is like a container. You know, you can store values in this container. Now, why is it called variable? Because the values in this container can vary. You know, today you store, say, the number 5 in container. Now, tomorrow, you can just reuse the container and store the number 10 in it. So, you know, you want these containers because you want to retain certain values throughout your program, right? Assume you're making a large calculation in your program. Now, you want to keep storing different values in these containers. But the other question is, now, how do I refer to this container? So we would have to give a name to each container. And that's going to be the variable names. So let's see one small example. Okay, so I'm going to create a new file.
N-O-T-E-P-A-D-P-E-X-E.
And I'm going to call it variables.py.
V-A-R-I-A-B-E-S period P-Y. Enter C colon backslash users backslash additio backslash desktop. Yes button. Enter. Variables dash notepad. Text editor. Edit.
Okay, so I'm in a file called variables.py. Now I'm going to create a few variables. Let's say I'm creating a variable called name.
N-A-M-E.
Name.
Space.
Equal to.
Equals. Space.
So now my container is called name. And now I'm going to put a value in it. So to put a value in that container, I use the equal to sign. So I said name equal to. And then I'm going to put my name. And because my name is a string is nothing but, you know, few of these alphabets put together. So I'm going to write that in quotes. So I'm going to say quote.
Quote. A, D, I. D, I. Quote.
So my name is Aditi. So I said name equal to quote Aditi quote.
Enter.
And now I'm going to say, I'm going to print a message where I'm going to say welcome Aditi. Okay. So I'm going to say print.
P-R-I-N-T left paren quote. W-E-L-C-O-M-E.
Welcome. Then I'm going to close the quotation mark.
Quote.
Then I'm going to say comma.
Comma.
And then I'm going to say name.
N-A-M-E.
And then I'm going to close the right paren.
Right paren.
So what this means is whatever is in the variable name is going to be printed besides the message welcome. So let's look at the code again. I'm going to just move through it character by character so that you guys can understand. If you guys want to type along with me, that's also perfect. What does everyone prefer? Want to type along? Okay.
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So let's open. Let's create a file called variables.py in your folder. You can either do it through Notepad or you can do it through command line. For Prasha and Joe, for both of you, now you don't have to search for your directory. You're already in your directory in Notepad. So if you just open Notepad. Yeah, just do Control N. Just open new Notepad. Yeah, and just save it as variables.py. Okay. Now, okay, is everyone ready? Okay, let's look at this.
Top of file, name.
Okay, so line number one says
name equals quote, Aditi quote.
Name equal to, and in quotes, type your name. Now we saw how to store a string as a variable. Now let's work with numbers.
Task switching variables dash notepad to move to an item.
So I'm going to create a new file.
Control N.
I'm going to call it operators.py.
Control S. Save as dialog. File operators. Period. Py. Shell fault checking 1 of 7. Shell fault back underline lock. OS disk left.
Can you guys all create operators.py just the way you created variables.py?
I am.
Now let's type the code.
Land.
Okay. Let's do numbers now. So we are going to do x
space
equal to
space
10.
1, 0. Enter.
Then we're going to create one more variable on the next line, which is y
space
equal
space
to 5.
Enter.
And then let's add the 2. So we're going to say
z space
equal to
equals
space x plus y.
Y.
And enter. Then let's print z.
P-R-I-N-T, left paren, z, right paren.
Okay, print, bracket open, z, bracket close.
Control S.
So when you want to print variable names, you don't need to put them in quotes. Also, if you notice,
top of file, x equals 10.
We said x equal to 10, but we did not put 10 in quotes because 10 is a number and it's not a string. So numbers do not need a quote, do not need to be inside quotes. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So now let's all of you type this much first. So x equal to
10.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to run the program. I'm going to say go back to command prompt.
C colon backslash windows backslash greater P Y A O N space P operators.py.
And hit enter.
Enter 15 C colon backslash
windows 15 because 10 plus 5 is 15. So everyone run the program and let me know. Let's move on. So I'm coming back to my operators.py and whoever has saved it as op.py or apple.py or whatever you've saved it as. Let's go back to your file.
Top of file.
Let's now play around.
Y equals z equals x plus y. N. Enter.
Let's use other operators. Okay, so now we did addition. Now we want to do multiplication. So we'll say a equal to
equals space.
X. Now the operator for multiplication is star asterisk.
Star.
Okay, so A equal to X star Y.
Y.
Okay. And
print left paren, Z right paren. N.
We said print
enter.
Z. Below that we can say print
P-R-I-N-T, left paren, A.
A.
Right paren. Control S.
And we'll save it. Before we run this, let's do more. You know, let's do everything here so that we don't have to do back and forth.
Enter.
So we did X star Y for multiplication. How do you do division, right? So we are going to say
B space
equal to
space.
Z slash is the division operator, forward slash. And we'll say z slash x.
X.
Okay.
Enter.
Then let's do another operator, which is subtraction. So we'll say c equal to y minus
x. Enter.
Then let's do one more operator, which is exponentiation. So I'm sure all of you might have studied a little bit of math. So, you know, when we say 2 squared or, 2 raised to 5, something like that. So that's exponentiation. So we have an operator called star for that. So I would say, let's say, d
space equals space
Let's say we want to do 10. So I believe x was 10. So we'll say x
star
2.
Two.
Okay, which means x raised to 2 is what I'll get as the answer over here.
Enter.
So that is the exponentiation operator. And then the last one we'll see today here is the modulus operator. So modulus operator is something which gives you the remainder. So let me ask you guys. If I divide 17 by 2, what would be the remainder?
1.
From Matthew, leave everyone, colon.
1. Okay. If I divide 23 by 7, what would be the remainder?
2.
Perfect. Okay. Did everyone follow? What's a remainder? So when you divide something, whatever is left is the remainder. So the modulus operator gives you the remainder after performing division. So I'm going to say E is equal to,
space.
Let's do the same thing that I asked. 23
Two,
modulo. So modulo is given by the percent sign. So 23 modulo percent. 7.
7.
Okay.
Space. Control S.
I'm going to save this. So now we have things.
D, C, B, A equals X star.
We have A,
B equals Z slash X, C equals Y dash X, D equals X star star 2, E equals 20.
E, right? So.
Print left parent, Z right parent, home.
Let me just move
cut
this.
Selection to top of Y equals 5, X equals Y, Z equals Y equals N. Z equals N, enter, paste it from print left.
One
bottom
second.
Of file, print left parent, right parent, blank, print left home, select.
I'm just
selection.
Moving the print statements right below.
Blank, E, D, C, B equals A equals X star N, enter, paste
each
it from
line.
Print left parent, right parent.
Okay. Now, just to make sure that we understand what we are doing, right? So let's make it make this a little more interesting. So let's write something so that we know, because we're going to have multiple outputs now. We're going to print all these things together. So let's not just print Z, but let's print the actual expression. So
I equal print left parent, Z right parent.
I'm going back to my line where I said print Z.
Home, left parent, Z.
Instead of saying just print Z, I'm going to say, I'm going to actually print what we are doing. So what did we do? What is Z? Z is X plus Y. So I'm going to say X comma.
Comma.
Then I'm going to say in quotes.
Quote.
What are we trying to do? Plus. So we'll say plus.
Plus.
Then I'm going to close the quotes.
Quote.
I'm going to say comma.
Comma.
Then I'm going to say why. I'm again going, and don't worry if you're not following. I'm going to explain again. I said why. Again, comma.
Comma.
Then quote.
Quote.
Equals.
Quote. Quote.
And then comma.
Comma. Comma. Z.
And then Z.
Control S.
Okay, let's. For 1 second, assume that this is all we did.
I equal print left home.
I'm going to just.
I equals X print left control S.
So imagine your program is only this much, okay?
Top of file, X equals.
So
X equals 10.
X equal to 10, you already have this.
Y equals 5.
Y equal to 5, you already have this.
Z equals X plus Y.
Z equal to X plus Y, you already have this.
Print left parent X.
Now, this print statement is a little
home.
More complex. So let's try to understand what we're doing here. What I want to print on screen is 10 plus 5 is equal to 15. This is what my output should look like. I can show you. I can run the program and show you.
Meeting controls, speaker underline, no zoom, C colon backslash windows, greater. P, what, 8, O, N, space, O, P, operators dot pi, enter, 10 plus 5 equals 15, C colon backslash.
Okay, this is what my output looks like. 10 plus 5 equal to 15. How did we get that?
Operators dash notepad.
So we
home.
Said print.
R-I-N-T.
Print.
Left parent.
Then bracket open.
X.
I said X.
X-ray.
What is the program going to do? It's going to print the value of x over here. Then I say comma.
Comma.
Means now I'm going to pass the next value. Now, next thing I want to print is
S is 21 has left the meeting.
Addition. So I'm going to say
quote.
Quote.
Plus.
Plus. Quote.
Quote. S is 21 has joined the meeting.
Because here I'm only trying to print the string, which is plus. Then I'm going to again put a comma.
Comma.
I'm going to try and
why?
Print Yankee. Y, which is the value of Y. So there are no quotes around it. Then again, a comma.
Comma.
Then I want to print
quote.
Equal to, so I'm putting equal to in quotes because that's a string.
Equals, quote.
Then again, a comma.
Comma.
And then I want to print the answer, which is Z.
Z.
So Zoom. Z is over here.
Right, Baron.
And then bracket close. It should output 10 plus 5 equal to 15. So if you see what I'm getting here.
C colon back enter 10 plus 5 equals 15. C colon back.
My output is actually saying 10 plus 5 equal to 15. If I show you, I can show you with JAWS cursor.
Root JAWS to piece blank. 10 plus 5 equals 15.
Yeah, I got
it. Zero space plus.
How do you get it to 10 plus 5?
PC cursor.
Yeah, that's what I was showing.
Operators.
So
home.
You say print.
Blank. P-R-I-N-T.
Print.
Left
bracket open.
X.
Then X.
X-ray.
Which means it's going to print 10 over there.
Comma.
So you say X, then comma.
Quote.
Then you print in quotes, you say plus, which means it's going to print plus. The plus sign on the screen, right? Because you say you whatever you say in double quotes, it's going to print that as is on the screen. So you say double quotes, plus.
Comma, quote, plus.
Then again, comma.
Quote, comma, Y.
Then Y,
Yankee.
Because next thing what we want is 5. So it's now it's going to print 5. So we have 10 plus 5. Now the next thing we want is the equal to sign. So we are going to say
comma,
comma, then again in quotes equal to, because we want equal to be printed as it is.
Quote equals quote comma.
Then again comma.
Z.
And then
Zulu.
The answer, which is X plus Y, right? So that is stored in Z. So we'll say Z.
Right, Baron.
And then bracket close. Okay, so as homework, because we're almost at time, I want you guys to try the exact same thing with all the operators. So we talked about, so I'm going to quickly do and show you, but then I want you guys to do it as homework, like try each and every operator, and it should print it in the same fashion. Like you just, right now you did 10 plus 5 equals 15, then if you do like 10 star 5, you should print it as is. Okay.
Print left parent x, quote.
So I'm just going to quickly show you.
A equals x star y.
So now next
N.
We are doing a
enter.
Equal to x star y. Now I'm going to print it.
P-R-I-N-T, left parent.
X, comma.
Comma, quote, star, star.
I can write star or I can write multiply. So I'm going to write it as multiplied by
M U L I I T I P L I E D space B Y quote comma,
comma Y
comma quote equals
equals
quote, comma
A because A has my answer.
Right, Baron.
I'm gonna save it.
Control S.
Go back. Now let's see the output.
C colon enter. 10 plus 5 equals 15. 10 multiplied by 5 equals 50. C colon backslash.
Make sense? Okay.
Operator.
I'm going to do the same thing now. For division.
Number print left parent or home. Select selection print left blank. B equals home. Blank. B equals Z slash X.
So we have B equal to Z slash X.
Print left home. Select copy selection. B equals N. Enter. Paste it from clipboard. Print left parent home.
Print that line. So I say print.
X comma.
X comma.
Quote M.
I have multiplied, so I'm just going to change that.
Space D. D selected. D I V E. E I D E D. Print left parent x quote divided by quote y quote equals quote a right parent n
instead of
right parent
a I'll make it b.
B equals z slash x.
So we have b equal to z slash x.
Print left parent x quote divided by quote y quote equals quote
b right
parent.
And then
we're
going to print x divided by y equal to b. Then let's
Control
see
S.
The output.
C colon enter 10 plus 5 equals 15. 10 multiplied by 5 equals 50. 10 divided by 5 equals 1.5. C colon x.
Okay.
Quote com x. Com quote m. Multiply selected. R A I S E D space E O.
I'm going to say x raised to
y.
Y.
Comma quote equals quote quote equal,
equals
quote. Comma. A. Right parent. A. D.
D.
Control
okay.
S.
What this means, now this is going to be 10 raised to 5.
Zoom in
so which means 10 into 10. Okay. So the answer should be 1 with 5 zeros. Let's see.
C colon back. C colon enter. 10 plus 5 equals 15. 10 multiplied by 5 equals 50. 10 divided by 5 equals 1.5. 10 raised to 5 equals 100. C colon backslash users backslash addition backslash desktop backslash my programs creator. Operators. D equals X.
Okay.
Print left parent.
And then.
E equals 23% 7.
Now let's see the modulo
N.
1.
Enter.
So now here it's very straightforward
e,
for us.
R I N T. Left parent. Quote. 2, 3.
23%.
Percent.
7
equals
quote and then we're just printing e
right parent control
and I think there's one more mistake on the top
print left b equals z slash x print left
when we do the division
b equals z slash x
I've done z by x
print left parent
so I should print it the right way
comma x
I'm gonna say z
quote d I by quote comma y
will be
x control s
let's see
c colon c enter file quote c colon
oops I got an error.
C colon max root jaws blank syntax error colon invalid syntax caret care print left parent quote 23% 7 equals quote right parent. PC
okay.
Operators dash no.
That's because
bottom, blank print left parent equals 23%.
So percentage is a special symbol in Python.
E equals 23% print left parent. Oh,
I
left
cannot
parent,
directly
quote 2-3% 7.
Use that. So I'm going to say
space.
23
divided by VIDE. D space B
by
y space 7 equals space A and D space R E M A I N E E D E R
remainder equal to
quote E right parent
E
E comma cop quote cop E control S C colon enter 10 plus 5 equals 15 10 multiplied by 5 equals 50 15 divided by 10 equals 1.5 10 raised to 5 equals 100000 23 divided by 7 and remainder equals 2 C colon backslash users back
okay so this is your homework. Everyone has to make sure that you get to this point where you try all these operators. We learned about addition, which is plus, subtraction, which is dash or hyphen, multiplication is star, division is slash, modulo is percent, and the exponentiation is star. Okay, that's basically all the operators. I'm going to send you notes, which is also going to have some of these things. So I'll send you day one notes. I want you to practice everything that we tried today so that we can try more things tomorrow. And that's basically it. Yeah, it's not a difficult language to learn. And you know, once you get the building blocks, you'll be able to. So just a teaser, last day we are gonna build our own game of rock, paper, and scissors. So in like next couple of days, I'm gonna teach you enough to be able to build that game by yourself. And feel free to reach out by email if there's anything. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks everyone. It was really fun.